Our Donovan West locker room chat continues here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, getting you caught up on the Donovan West boys as it's brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. As Mustangs sit here right now at 1-17, it's been a tough year. They've had a lot of new faces step in, young players getting experience for the first time. They hung tough on Tuesday at home against Wetmore, but the Cardinals are able to pull that one out 51-40. Now D-West setting their sights on the final two games of the regular season. They'll go to Lynn on Friday and then return home Tuesday next week to take on Troy before Substate. Now there is a chance if they can sneak out a win here in the final two, they could move up in that Onega Substate from that 7th spot to number 6 spot. That could depend on some outcomes with Meridacine Valley, but right now they'll be in one of those bottom two spots, and looks like they will play either Burlingame or Troy in their sub-state opening round game. So right now for D-West, again, just trying to finish strong, maybe get out a win, and go into sub-state on a high note. But regardless, it'll be a tough out for the Mustangs as they'll take on either Burlingame or Troy in that opening round game here in a week plus. So that's the check of the Donovan West boys basketball team. We'll step aside, and we'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.